teaches his people by these things, but he's, as I said, he quickens. God has quickened us who were dead in trespasses and sin, but the quickening is not all. It goes a little further in my way of speaking it. It goes a little bit further in this teaching, and it brings us to that new birth wherein we're born of the Spirit of God. And in that time we're given hope. Hope and assurance that though we are a sinner, none worthy of God's notice at all, and that he's loved us with an everlasting love and given us hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I talk a whole lot about hope, and there are a lot of people that don't talk about hope because a lot of people don't know anything about hope, apparently. But hope is the most wonderful thing to every child of God, to everyone who's brought out of darkness and given hope. The apostle, you know, said, and I mentioned this somewhere last Sunday, I mentioned, the apostle said, which hope we have as the anchor of the soul, sure and steadfast. And it ends into that within the veil. Sure and steadfast. Anchor of the soul enters into that within the veil. Isn't that wonderful to think about? Which hope, Paul said, we have as the anchor of the soul. I said at one time in speaking of this, I'll say it again, that if we do not have a hope of eternal life, we don't have an anchor here in the world. Because that hope that the Father gives unto every one of his children that he chose in Christ before the world began, that hope is the anchor. And it isn't anchored in men, or the working men, or the church, or anybody else, but it's anchored in heaven, which is the anchor of the soul, sure and steadfast, and it enters, notice, it enters into that within the veil, where our forerunner, even Jesus, has entered for us. So that hope is not centered in merely your belief, but is centered in those things that the Lord has been pleased to reveal to you. And you can look with confidence that it isn't by your works, it isn't centered in the works of the Christian, because you've been killed, all of those things. But it is, he sends this thing into your heart.